welcome to the Full Tilt Boogie Show. I am Internet Radio's own Chuck Amuck, and thank you very much for joining us. And with me, I have resident watchdog Christian from Philly. What's going on, Christian?
Good evening, everybody. And tonight we have Full Tilt Boogie. I am your co-host of this evening, watchdog, the residential watchdog, Christian from Philly. How you doing, Chuck?
Yeah, I'm doing all right, man. How was your week? Do you have a good week?
Yes, I had a fantastic week. Been pumped up to talk about what we have tonight for political and news standards, especially the main topic, but we'll save that when I have an important update on Area 51.
Well, I'll tell you what, we have a great night full of action here on the World Generation Podcast Network. And I'll tell you what, why don't we start out with some of that? Don't we have some breaking news, maybe? Breaking news?
Yes, it is. Breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news. With Christian. With Chris from Philly.
Yeah, fill us in, brother. Fill us in.
All right. A few months ago, a Facebook user called Maddie Roberts pushed up a Facebook post saying that they want to storm Area 51. It was meant as a joke, but now 2.7 million people have signed to go towards it. Now, as of right now, Maddie Roberts is starting an alien-themed festival near Nevada.
Wow. And what's he going to have there? A big concert or something?
Probably. And it's the same date as the original plan to storm Area 51, from September 19th through September 22nd.
Wow. And so any details on what's going to go down at this festival? Any specific
details? The festival's website states that landowners are on board with the plans. It doesn't seem like the town as a whole is. So the town that they're doing it is not pleased that this festival is happening.
Interesting. Yeah, I can't imagine that they were pleased to begin with the whole thing, you know, a bunch of people coming into their town and, you know, causing havoc. Of course, nothing's taken place yet, and the date, it's just right around the corner. What are we, a month and a week away now from that? Something could still go down. But I'll tell you what, I don't see this event actually happening. Don't you think that they would have already had tickets for sale for it? Or even if something does take place, I think it'll be a fiasco.
Well, for safety measures, police officers and authorities and federal agents will be there at the festival to keep the order. So as long as they're there, the festival will go on. And they are setting up the festival, so there's nothing we can do about it. It's happening. It's happening without our control. There's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah, there's pretty much nothing we can do about anything, but we can talk about it, and we will. We're not going to shut up about it. We're not going to shut up about it, but we'll have to wait and see how that develops. Certainly, like I said, I just don't see it happening, man. It's 5 weeks away. You still have to put it together as far as getting acts. First of all, you have to secure the location you have to get permits from the city and the government, the local government. You can't just go and decide you're going to stake claim to a chunk of land for the whole weekend and set up shop and do what you will. You know what I mean? I mean, even in Nevada, you have to have some type of permit and shit.
It states that the landowners are on board with the plan.
Interesting. Well, that changes everything. Nevertheless, you still have to come up with insurance, and you have to come up with a lot of things. So we'll see how it plays out. But I'm telling you, it's gonna be tough for them to pull it off, especially if they've done nothing. Nothing to get prepared for such a big event like that. I mean, you know, you got to plan that shit out. You have got to plan that shit out. So we'll have to wait and see. And of course, we will keep you updated right here on the World Generation Podcast Network as to what goes on with Area 51. We're 5 weeks away, folks. We're 5 weeks away, so we definitely have time for something to take place there. So let's move on. And I'll tell you what, since we're in the spirit of, going through what we talked about last week, as you know, we talked about Area 51 last week on our on our pilot episode. We talked about Area 51, and so we gave an update on it this week, and I'm assuming we'll be doing that each and every week for a year until that plays out. But let me give you another update, too, while we are on the topic of updates, because this update was from last week. It was our shithole of the week, and it was Baltimore for, getting called out by President Trump and the whole thing with Elijah Cummings down there, the representative, not doing anything to, clean up the city of Baltimore, his own district. It's a freaking total mess over there. We talked about it at length last week, and you can go back and listen to that show. A Blog Talk Radio / Full Tilt Boogie. Go check it out in case you missed it. But I digress. What we're talking about now, man, is that Baltimore continues to be the shithole of the week this week. And the reason why is because here's what happened since then. Or actually it had gone on the previous, that weekend, but you see news like this, it doesn't get played out because it has nothing to do with smearing President Trump. If it was something to do with smearing President Trump, it would have been covered the moment it happened. But it had nothing to do with that. Instead, it was a Trump supporter by the name of Scott Pressler who called to action in Baltimore. He called he started up a program, Americans to Help Americans. And what he decided to do was go clean up neighborhoods there in Baltimore. And so he gathered around a bunch of people, over 100 citizens from all over the country, actually. And they traveled to West Baltimore for a massive trash cleanup, Christian.
Yeah.
And so they picked up 24 tons of, or 12 tons of garbage, okay? This group of men and women, this group of citizens, okay?
Did they also find the deceased corpses of rats?
I don't know. I didn't get into all the details of the specifics of what they actually found. But let's hope that they did, because I mean, according to that Congress or that mayor woman that we spoke about last week, she could smell the dead rats there. I mean, they needed to tear that shit down, is what she had said. But nevertheless, they went in there and picked up a bunch of trash, 12 tons of trash. And, of course, they had some photo ops. And, I mean, you know, you go and do something like that, you're definitely going to get photo ops regardless of who you are or what. You're going to do it. So then, next thing you know, and they interviewed some people, and it was on Twitter, and the whole thing was lovely. But then next thing you know, the next day, the Baltimore newspaper, the Baltimore Sun, completely attacked the guy that put it together and organize the city cleanup. Just talk about ungrateful.
Yeah.
So the Baltimore Sun goes on to attack this guy, and that's where we're at right now. Christian, what do you think about that, man? Is that rather ungrateful, do you think, of the Baltimore Sun?
Yeah.
I mean, this guy organized a bunch of people from across the country. They drove over there to go clean that shit up. And then, you know.
Well, I think they're scum. Like, this guy is trying to help you clean the fucking environment. He's trying to make Baltimore great again. And here you are, slandering his fucking name, fucking discrediting his credibility, and he's trying to fucking help you.
It's a disgrace.
It's horrible. It's deplorable.
It's deplorable.
It's deplorable.
Yeah. So there was an op-ed that was titled, "We assume it was pure motives that led a Trump supporter to launch a cleanup in Cummings' district," right? That was the name of the freaking op-ed. Because, you know, everybody has an op-ed, just like everybody has a podcast. Did I say that out loud?
So they did this because he's a Trump supporter. Is that right?
Yeah. Because he's a Trump supporter, they bashed it. They just bashed the whole thing.
Listen,
I want
people to understand this, all right? My views on Trump is different, okay? I have different opinions about Trump, but fuck me. There is nothing wrong to have a fucking opinion, all right? If people are Trump supporters, that's fine. I have no problem with it. So why should you? Leave these poor people alone. They want to be Trump supporters. Let them be Trump supporters. You don't have to fucking treat them like they're fucking garbage. They're people too, you bastard.
Yeah, it's crazy. Did you see last week on the news that guy that got he got attacked by a group of people for wearing a fucking MAGA hat? Man, they busted him up pretty good, dude. His eye was all fucking whacked out, man. He had a huge black eye. I mean, they beat the crap out of him because he was wearing a MAGA hat. Can you believe that?
Look, this just supports what I said last week on the show. There are more idiot fucking people than they are smart people in the world.
Yeah, and you know, man, it's getting worse. It's getting worse. You know, let me tell you something, man. The theme song that we play on this show, by the way, if you want to get in on the conversation, 6199240815. The theme song from this show is not that one, this one. Well, that's actually the same song. And this is by a band, okay? This is what their name was Black Pussy, okay? And they inspired me. These guys inspired me to do this show after meeting them. They had to change their name because they were getting harassed every time they, not every time, but at a lot of their shows, you know, these guys come in and they come in a van pulling a freaking trailer, okay? They're not a big band that has big tour buses and shit. They do what they can, right? And they're in a van and a trailer. They're not a huge, huge band, but they do have a good following. But they also have these haters out there, man. They can't even have their name. Yet, in song lyrics, you know, other different song lyrics from other artists, you know, they're talking about beating and raping women and all kinds of crazy madness. But these guys, they can't have the name Black Pussy. So they were getting harassed, death threats, all kinds of shit. They ended up having to change their name. Now they're called Black Magic Flower Power. But they will always be Black Pussy to me. And they inspired me. So I use their music for, and I got a clearance with them. They're okay with me using their song on my show. And so thank you very much, Black Pussy. And by the way, you can look them up. Although now they're called Black Magic Flower Power, they only have two songs
that
I know of under Black Magic Flower Power.
What the fuck kind of name is that?
Well, they're all about the boogie, man. And you know, back in the
70s,
everything was.
What are they? The Powerpuff Girls?
The what?
The Powerpuff Girls? What is this?
They might be. I don't know about girls. They're definitely guys. They might be the Powerpuff Guys.
Yeah.
But it's all about the boogie, man. It's all about the boogie with these guys, and it's all about peace and love with these guys. The peace and love that people experienced back in the 70s. That's what these guys are about. That's what their Black Magic Flower Power is all about. So anyway, check those guys out, Black Pussy. But I digress. We were talking about Baltimore being a shithole of the week still because of the Baltimore Sun posting that heinous article bashing Scott Pressler, who went in there to beautify Baltimore and definitely was not welcomed. But anyway, so Baltimore gets the shithole of the week yet once again, and you can credit the Baltimore Sun for that. Moving on, next topic. How about that, Christian? Digging it so far, man? Yeah?
Yeah, I'm digging it so far. What's the next topic?
Well, let's see here. Why don't we go down to I have a good one here. Why don't we talk about the that movie that was going to be released this past weekend, The Hunt.
The Hunt,
yeah. Apparently, this is a movie with some famous actress, Hilary Swank.
Yeah.
Emma Roberts, Ike Barinholtz, and Betty Gilpin. Okay, whoever those people are.
I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know any of these people.
Yeah. Hilary Swank is, I believe, an Academy Award-winning actress. But anyway, so she was going to be in this movie, right? And it was a movie about elitist people that run around on at a camp, and they're chasing deplorables, and they kill them. They're killing deplorables, they referred to in the movie. So basically, deplorables, in case you don't remember, back in the campaign when it was Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton labeled Republicans deplorables. And so now there was a movie where elitist people were going to be out at a ranch chasing around deplorables and killing them for game, for sport. So President Trump made a comment about that movie, and it drew a bunch of attention to the movie. And Universal Pictures decided that they could not handle any controversy surrounding the film, so they went ahead and shelved the movie. Had you heard about this, Christian?
No, I have not, but let's be honest, that movie would have bombed in theaters anyway.
Well, we'll never know unless if it gets released some other time.
Is this the movie where in the trailer this blonde girl goes to a convenience store and she kills two people in it because they're hunters?
I think so. Yeah.
Because this is not a new premise. There was a movie like this before.
What was it called?
It's called The Hunger Games. All The Hunger Games. They did this shit already where they captured a bunch of people and the people had to fight for food and shit, you know, tribes and clans. And they were hosted by all, you know, elitists and all, you know, important people.
Yeah.
The Hunger Games, but the bootleg version.
Interesting. So the movie got put on the shelf, and it's not going to be coming out. And some people, of course, are upset about it, and some people are okay with it. But it was all thanks to Fox News and President Trump, his tweet that set the he called Hollywood a bunch of racists at the highest level, and he also said that there was great anger and hate. That a movie coming out like this would only inflame and cause chaos.
Mm.
And that they create their own violence, is what he said. Hollywood creates their own violence, and then they try to blame others. They are the true racists, very bad for our country, is what Trump said in his tweet.
I wouldn't go that far. Like, I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, he is a bit of he does like to embellish things.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far, all right?
Yeah.
The movie would have bombed. The movie would have sucked anyway, regardless of the controversy. Because there's a bunch of people that nobody hardly knows, and it's a premise that people have seen millions of times before, so the movie would have bombed anyway.
Yeah.
Just like Anna did.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that movie did bomb, didn't it? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it did bomb. Because nobody knew what the fuck it was. People thought the character Anna was Anna from the Tekken game series.
But it was not.
No. No, it wasn't.
So who was it?
Just the original character, I guess. I don't know. I think it was us.
Some other Anna.
These fucking movies suck.
And the Hunt was going to suck too. You're absolutely right.
Summer of 2019 movies have been awful this year.
So let's see. The Hunt was going to be another one of those to be awful as well. Moving along, I'll tell you what. Why don't we take a commercial break?
Take a little break.
And when we come back, we'll talk about celebrity news and Jeffrey Epstein. Somebody. And we will be right back. Yeah. And we'll be right back after these words right here on the Full Tilt Boogie.
I'm out seeing who is the oppressor, and I'm just a jester, as you were just a mile.
Looking for some wholesome family fun? Tune in Thursday to the World Generation Podcast Network for Christian Family Values. WWE Watchdog Christian from Philly, his father, the Joker, and mother, Big Mama, gather around the campfire for a weekly chat about wrestling that is guaranteed to blow your mind. That's Thursday, right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. Check your local list.
Rising from the depths of oblivion, materializing out of the ether, lost, found, the greatest talk show that will ever be. Return to the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more.
You want to see something really scary? Something really scary. You want to see something really scary?
Welcome back to the Full Tilt Boogie Show. I am Internet Radio's own Chuck Amok. And with me, I have the resident watchdog, Christian from Philly. And also,
hello,
347.
Hello.
347, you are on the air, Full Tilt Boogie Show.
Oh, hell. What's going on, Chuck?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. I was listening to you talk about the Green Deal. By the way, this is Bill from Boise. I'm all fucked up about it tonight. I just had to let somebody know. Because my leg's been sore and I've got it all propped up. My wife's shaved with JJ's all over the place. I can't take it. That got me all fucked up about it.
Is that right? How fucked up about it did you get?
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
How fucked up about it did you get? All right.
Who was that?
Some fucking trolls, brother. They're
a
out
friend?
There listening. Yeah, they're out there listening every fucking week. That's what they
do,
bro.
I thought that was you. I thought that was you.
that's a good impression.
Yeah.
That's
fucking
a good impression.
Hell, dude. That's fucking twice, dude. That's fucking 2 weeks in a row.
That's okay. That's okay. They're listening. And that's all that matters,
yeah.
Baby.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about celebrity news.
Celebrity news, huh? Is that what's on your mind right now? Celebrity news?
Yeah.
This week, this week on Celebrity News, we are doing... Tell them who we're doing, Christian.
We're doing Bruce Jenner. Two things we're going to talk about. One, he wants to have a kid, adopt a baby for a family of his own. Let's talk about that first, Doug. The fact Bruce Jenner wants to have a child of his own. He wants to adopt a kid for his own family.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts about it?
Well, I mean, you know, I saw his, what is it, a wife or, okay, he's with some chick. I don't remember her name. Let me see here. Caitlyn Jenner. Yeah, her name is Sophia. Yeah. Sophia something or other. All right, so there, she's a man. And he's a man. And they both look like women. So these are two transvestites.
Yes.
Man, looking like women. I don't know, man. I think, I mean, you know, there's. What are they going to adopt?
A baby.
Man, not on my watch. I mean, they can have a pet bird or a fucking pet goldfish, but I don't know about a baby, man. Come on now.
Here's my thing about Bruce Jenner, right? Okay, here's the thing, people, right? I have no problem with transgender people, right? I love transgender people. I respect them. They're brave. They really are brave. They got the guts to come out and say that they want to be a woman. That's great. That's brave of them. But you know what's not brave, right? Bruce Jenner making everyone think that he was brave enough to come out, even though he's a celebrity. No. You want to know why? Because this has been happening for years now. Everybody wanted to be transgender, right? It's been happening for years. And it's not because Bruce Jenner is a motivator, right?
There's been guys dressing up as women for fucking years, man.
Yeah. And they've had sex changes before. So Bruce Jenner is not the first guy to say he's brave, all right? I hated the fact that everyone thinks, oh, he's such an inspiration, you know, he's brave and shit. No, because it's been happening for years already. He's not the first one. He's not going to be the last one. And he wasn't brave about it, all right? And all for nothing, I couldn't care less if he went transgender. Nobody did. If he wanted to be transgender, that's fine, but keep it to yourself, all right? Nobody wants to know about it. I mean, I respect and love transgender people, but for fuck's sake, why do you have to make it a spectacle? You know what I'm saying? Like, why do you have to make it a spectacle?
Well, you know, here's the thing, man. I mean, if they have a baby, okay, if some court places a baby in their hands, you know, does that baby have any chance of being heterosexual?
Well, no, the baby will think that he or she has two moms first until they have the talk. And then they have to explain their child what they are, and they have to take their time with it.
Well, Bruce Jenner, man, he's in line. I mean, I guess he's going to try to have a child now.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to try to mother a child with another man.
Mm.
So, yeah, that was really strange. I looked into the, you know, Bruce Jenner today, and I've seen a picture of him with his wife or husband or whatever. I don't know, man. It's all confusing. You know, I figured that he would be with a guy. I figured he wanted to turn into a woman to be with a freaking guy. Not with another freaking guy that's a freaking dresses like a woman. I mean, what the fuck?
But dude, at the end of the day, that means he's gay. That means he's homosexual because he's married. He's having a relationship with a guy that's also a female, and he's technically now a female. So at the end of the day, he's homosexual now. He's a homosexual.
Why couldn't he just admit that he's homosexual and have a child as a homosexual?
Well, because those are two different things. Transgender people aren't necessarily homosexual. Homosexuality is different from transgender. But
interesting.
It's very
something new every day.
It's very difficult.
And so how would a child be able to live with that? You say they're going to have to take their time with it.
Well, first, they have to go to counseling for it. They have to take the kid to counseling to explain it better. You know, ease in there. They have to explain it to him very quietly, very slowly, so he could understand what's going on. And,
it's a delicate situation.
Yeah, it's a very delicate situation. And the kid obviously is going to get bullied sometimes because, you know, they're going
to
bully him. Would
it be better to just avoid the situation by not allowing it?
Well, I don't know. It's up to the adoption agencies. It's up to the government, all right? It's up to them. I don't know. I've never heard this happening before, to be honest. This is all new to me. Like, when my mom... First, let me say Big Mama was the one who introduced me to this news, by the way, so shout out to her, give her credit for it. But she told me that Bruce Jenner was adopting a kid. I was like, okay. But now I just found out that her spouse was also a transgender. I'm like, this is a very difficult situation. But at the end of the day, it's their lives. They could do whatever they want. At the end of the day, it's their life. They could do whatever they want. They have their own opinion. Everyone has their own opinion. They could do whatever they want.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, if they want to fucking, you know, they want to have a baby and take a chance on, you know, the baby getting bullied and or what have you, I don't know. You know, that's, I guess it's up to them. But, I personally wouldn't want that. I think it'd be putting too much pressure on the children or on the kid. Not that it hasn't been done before. You think he'd be the first one? I don't think so either. I think there's already probably been transgender people to adopt.
Yeah.
Maybe not celebrities, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we'll definitely have to stay updated ourselves and... keep the folks updated on that one. So that's the celebrity news with Bruce Jenner this week. So stay tuned for more on Bruce Jenner as things develop with him and his family. So moving on, let's talk about Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein? Epstein?
Yeah.
Which is it? Is it Epstein or Epstein?
Who cares?
There's people out there that care, man. They're listening to us just so they can troll us.
These are the same people who are debating which is the real name for the Berenstein Bears. Berenstein or Berenstein?
You're right. So fuck them. But I digress because we do have a show to do. They're counting on us for entertainment. So let's get on with it.
Yes.
Jeffrey fucking Epstein, or is it Epstein? But I digress. Had you ever heard of this guy up until recently, Christian?
No, I never heard of this bloke ever.
Yeah. I had heard of him, but I wasn't too up on what his game was until, I guess, recently.
Yeah.
He came in the news quite a bit, and then... He was in jail. He was in jail, and now, of course, he's dead. And so, you know, this guy, a total pervert, pedophile.
Fuck.
Had his own island.
Who's who?
Had his own island, dude.
What a fucking scumbag, yeah.
Pedophile island. And you know what, dude?
Fucking scumbag.
I think it's going to come out. I think it's going to come out that Clinton was a visitor of this island. The media is trying their fucking hardest to put Trump in with this guy at every chance they get, because there was a video of them dancing together back in the fucking 90s when this guy visited the Mar-a-Lago hotel or resort, whatever the fuck.
Okay, now this is going a little too far now.
There's video of that, right? However, Clinton and this guy rode planes together quite a few times. And also it's been documented that, because, you know, when you're a president, you have the Secret Service with you, and they document where you're at and shit at all times. And it's a public record. It's a matter of public record. Mm-hmm. Okay. So when you get lost, when you lose your security detail, that's a big deal too. And it's also a matter of public record. Apparently, Clinton fucking lost his fucking security staff while he was hanging out with this guy multiple times. That's what the word around the campfire is. But what the media is trying to paint this guy and Trump as real buddy buddies, when in actuality it was this guy and Clinton that were real buddy buddies.
Well, I'm going to do something unprecedented. I'm going to defend both Trump and Clinton. Because maybe they didn't know that he was a pedophile. Maybe they didn't know. I mean, you can't always blame these people for everything, all right? You can't blame them for global warming. You can't blame them for the fucking weather and thunderstorm. They're not gods, okay? All right? Stop it already. This is ridiculous, all right? Maybe they didn't know he was a pedophile. Maybe they didn't.
Did they ever consider that?
Did they ever consider that?
Well, when Trump found out about it, he denounced the guy. He denounced him and talked some shit about him. And then that was also years ago, right? However, I don't know what Clinton has done since then, whether he's had contact with them or not, but we're gonna look into it. Our interns are gonna look into it for us. However, maybe he forgot about the guy. However, the thing is, Christian, the guy died, okay?
Yeah.
And in case you haven't heard, in case you don't know of the Clinton conspiracy theories out there, which are quite mind-boggling, you look up the Clinton body count.
Yeah.
Okay, and there's a lot of people that have died that have been close to the Clintons. The Clinton body count.
Well, those are just that, theories. It doesn't mean Clinton was involved in this, all right? Maybe it was, you know, unconventional. It has nothing to do with Clinton. The guy, the pedophile, died because he was a scum, all right? Everybody would have ripped his head off, all right? The guy was a scumbag. He fucking preyed on innocent children, and he got what he deserved. Now, I wouldn't say death would have been the appropriate punishment. I would say lock him up for the rest of his life in prison. That's the appropriate punishment. Death is not always the answer. But those Clinton things are just that. It's just theories. It's just conspiracy theories.
6199-240815. The Full Tilt Boogie Show right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. And we're talking about Jeffrey Epstein. Apparently he had a badass mansion in Manhattan. He had his own island. The island was decorated kind of crazy, from what I've read. Kind of gothic, like. His death was also posted on 4chan, before it was even released, made public.
Well, you know how twisted that is. You know how twisted that fucking website is.
Yeah, his death was reported on 4chan before it was even made public. So that tells you a little bit about what type of guy this guy was. Yeah, I guess he had a lot of people that knew of him. I mean, I knew who he was, but goddamn, I don't even know what this 4chan is. And now there's an 8chan too. With the last week they had that shit, you know, with the El Paso shootings, that the guy posted his manifesto on 8chan. I was like, shit, I had heard of 4chan, but now there's a fucking 8chan too.
Don't go to any of these sites.
No, I don't fuck around with these fucking sites, dude. The only fucking site I fuck around with is Google. They fucking know everything about me before I even fucking know it myself. These motherfuckers know everything.
Yeah.
They're listening to me right now. Of course they are. But I digress.
So I got an extra news coverage of a recent McDonald's news. Or is it Burger King? Whatever fast food joint. It's news. Okay. Are you ready for this? Because this is juicy.
It's juicy?
Right.
Are you talking about that fucking shit fucking fake burger they have?
No. It's real news. It's not about the product. It's about what happened in the restaurant.
All right. Well, lay it on us, Christian.
All right. So, remember when we were talking about the New York police, how they were getting mistreated? Well, apparently these aren't New York police, but they're policemen nonetheless, right? So all these cops wanted to do was just go to the drive-thru, get a fucking burger, right? Nothing wrong with that, right?
Right.
So these fucking idiot employees, right, gave them the burger, right? But guess what was on that fucking burger, on the bun? They fucking drew ketchup with a fucking pig face on it. You know what that means, right? Basically, the employees were calling the cops fucking pigs.
I'm telling you, it's a fucking war on the cops. It's a war on the cops, dude. Everything good is bad now. Or everything bad is good. And everything good is fucking bad. It's a war on the cops.
I have good news about this, all right? Some good dick came out of this. Those fucking employees got fired, and rightfully so.
Well, good. And where did this happen?
So, either in Burger King or McDonald's. I wasn't sure which.
Do you have
the
city?
I think it was McDonald's. No, I don't have the city, but it happened in a McDonald's or a Burger King. But the fact of the matter is, this was distasteful. This was fucked up. All the cops wanted was just get a fucking burger. Now they can't even do that while being fucking assaulted verbally or physically. Motherfuckers.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
So what else do we have today, Chuck?
Well, you cut my Jeffrey Epstein short.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you cut my Jeffrey Epstein short.
You can still continue it. You
got ahead of yourself, man. You fucking, they had some premature ejaculation.
Well, you can still continue it. I'm sorry. Just wanted to talk about the cop thing.
Yeah. So, according to this article, his place, his mansion had some real creepy decor. By the way, we're talking about Epstein here. Had some creepy decor. And his private island had a lavish gold-domed temple-like structure.
Oh, my God.
So apparently they fucking raided his island, and they found a bunch of videos. Because this guy was, like, he had little girls from all over the world or something, they're saying. Like, young teenagers.
Fucking creepy.
But then he had a ranch in New Mexico, and he was going to go seed the human race with his DNA by impregnating a bunch of girls in New Mexico. And he was out of control,
man. Oh, my God.
He was out of fucking control. So he ended up dead. And there's a big investigation now with the attorney general, no less, because you see this jail that he died in, it's a notorious jail. They house like fucking that Sheikh Mohammed, whatever the hell his name was. They had him there.
Mm-hmm.
They had El Chapo there. This jail houses the top criminals in the U.S. while they await their trials. Okay? So this, they're saying, how could this have fucking happened? That he killed himself. He's supposed to be on a top watch.
Yeah.
Plus, he had been on fucking suicide watch, and mysteriously, they took him off of suicide watch just because his lawyer asked. Get the fuck out of here. Just because his fucking lawyer asked, they took him off the suicide watch, and then he's supposed to have a fucking cellmate. Conveniently, his cellmate, they took him out, and they're still trying to find out why in the house to that. But they took out his cellmate even. Mind you, they're supposed to be checked on every 15 to 30 minutes or something like that. A wellness check on these fucks, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so they conveniently took his fucking cellmate out, they said, and nobody knows the why or the how or what the fuck. And so the guy ends up fucking dead by hanging. He hanged himself, is what they're saying. So my thing is, that hamburger did sound tasty, though. That is a tasty burger. But I don't have that sound bite. But anyway, so my thing is, how many other people are going to fucking drop dead?
I have no idea.
Because this thing is going to be, I'm telling you, Christian, I'm telling you right now, man, he knew some things. Because he had his own black book of his own friends and shit. He knew some powerful fucking people, okay, that were doing some very bad things with him on his island and shit. And he ends up dead. And there's got to be other people that know some things. And we're going to see how many others end up dead. So having said that, we'll take a break. We'll take a break right now. When we come back, we'll finish up right here on the Full Tilt Boogie. Stay put now. Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on World Generation Network. Tune in to Radio Renegade with your hosts, Christian from Philly and Batman. A show where they talk about missed booking opportunities, what is scenarios, what the fuck moments, and more. And Radio Renegade, Saturday at 8 p.m. only on the World Generation Network. Be there.
Have enough body, and your body has too much hair, then try new White Drain Shampoo. Fortified with sterile conium chloride, White Drain Shampoo gives your hair the Chrysler shine.
Welcome back to the Full Tilt Boogie Show. I am Internet Radio's own Chuck Amok. With me I have Resident Watchdog, Christian from Philly, and those were the sounds of Billy Cool and the Whips.
And yeah, the Cool Whips.
Guys on YouTube. Some pro-Trump guys. pro-Trump guys. You know, you'll find them on YouTube. Got some great stuff on there, so check them out. Billy Cool and the Whips. Doing some bumper work for us here tonight in the World Generation Podcast Network. Thank you so much, Billy Cool and the Whips. And also thank you to Black Pussy for our theme song for the show. So moving on, we've got the Green New Deal. The Green New Deal. By the way, 6199240815. The Green New Deal, man. Have you heard of this Green New Deal, Christian?
No clue, my brother. Fill me in.
Well, there's a Green New Deal. You know, the whole thing, man, with the freaking global warming.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, the whole global warming thing is a freaking farce. I'm telling you right now, man.
Yeah.
I recently spoke with a couple. It was their 50th wedding anniversary. And they freaking told me when they got married that day in freaking July, at the end of July, 50 fucking years ago, that it was hot as fuck, just like it was today, they told me. I was like, really? Yep, just as hot, every bit as hot as it was today, it was back. That's 50 years ago, man. It was fucking hot back then, it's fucking hot today. It's fucking Texas. It's hot every fucking year.
It's fucking hot here in Philadelphia.
Yeah, and they're selling this fucking Green New Deal. See, the whole thing is political. They try to get you as a child to make you think that you're doing something important, something good for the planet.
Yeah.
Because everybody identifies with the planet. Everybody wants to help out the planet. Who wouldn't want to help out the fucking planet?
Especially
so they get you as a child.
Kids show, like, Yeah, especially that cartoon show Captain Planet.
There you go. They fucking get you as a kid, but the whole thing is political, man, because the only people that are fucking a bunch of tree huggers are the Democrats, okay? They're the ones that set up all these fucking regulations and shit. I know a shitload of people that work in the oil and gas industry. And these motherfuckers right now, they're having a great time right now. They're making great money. The oil is production. The production is fucking great. Everything is great. I mean, it's fantastic because Trump came in, a conservative Republican came in and loosened up all the fucking regulations these guys had. These tree huggers, they make all kinds of regulations and shit. Guess what? Jobs go away. Hell, in Pittsburgh alone, in Pennsylvania alone, how many jobs have you guys got as a result of the mining and the steel industry and shit?
I have no idea.
There's a lot of good jobs going on there right now because of the steel industry. It's back. And the coal and all that shit, it's back. Why? Because Republican conservative in office right now. If it was Hillary Clinton, things would be dried up still, my friend.
Yeah.
Because they put these regulations on, they're a bunch of tree huggers. The fucking the Environmental Protection Agency and all that shit. They fucking come in, set the regulations. Oh, we can't do this. We can't do that. We're gonna harm the fucking planet. This, and that. You think fucking China and Russia and all them give a fuck about the planet? India? We're not even on the fucking list of these fucking cities and shit. We don't have any fucking cities in our country as the top cities of fucking waste and global warming and shit like that.
No, it's all propaganda.
But they try to fucking scare you as a kid. They try to get you on their side as a kid.
Yeah.
And so this Green New Deal is this new thing, Christian. And let me explain it to you, man, because this group of leftist people, okay, leftist liberals, I guess I should call them, they're actually very progressive, and they're actually, a lot of them are socialist even, for lack of a better term. But anyway, they've come up with this Green New Deal, okay, and this is an economic bill of rights is what they're saying, and they want to, by the year 2030, Christians, by the year 2030, that's what?
That's
11 years? 12 years away? 11 and a half years away? They want to get rid of 11, all cars and shit. Nobody's going to have cars anymore. Planes? No, no. No more planes. Get the fuck out of here.
That's fucking dumb. No.
Dude, all of the freaking people that you see on these fucking debates for the Democratic Party, they're on board with this, bro.
So
this
first
Kamala
of all,
Harris, this fucking Bernie Sanders, they're all on board with this Green New Deal shit, dude.
People are driving Priuses. So that's not hurting the fucking environment. People are driving Priuses. Why do they want to take away?
Oh, but that's not enough, Christian. That's not enough. We're still hurting the environment with the fossil fuel and shit. It's just not enough. We're also going to have to redo our homes. Every building they're saying is going to have to go, is going to have to get shut down. Every building is going to have to get shut down and reworked, Christian. That's what this is. I'm telling you. The Green New Deal. It's a bunch of bullshit. But this is where these Democrats are headed to, man.
Well, hopefully Trump stops it, you know.
Well, I mean, he only has 4 more years in office. I mean, you know, well, he's got the rest of his term and then 4 more years if he's elected in 2020.
Yeah.
Which, I don't see why he would not be, but however, you know.
So does that affect military vehicles then? This fucking stupid deal. Does that affect our military?
Well, I mean, I'm sure it would. If they're running the show and this thing passes, it would affect everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Life as we know it would change.
So that means that our military, right? This new deal, that means our military can use their vehicles. They can use their fighter jets. They can't defend us. Is that what they want?
That's what they want.
Is that what they want?
That's what they want. They want open borders. They want all kinds of crazy madness.
First of all, they do realize that without garbage trucks, they wouldn't be able to pick up the garbage, right? No person would have the hands to help pick up the whole trash cans, right? They do realize that in order for businessmen to travel to business meetings across countries, they need fucking jets, right? Or airplanes, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. But get this. They're going to take care of all that for you, okay? That's what they're saying.
What?
They're going to mm-hmm. take care of everything because these jobs and stuff that require, you know, any type of travel or anything like that, they're going to go away. This Green New Deal is going to create, according to them, is going to create so many more new jobs that they're going to turn unemployment offices into job centers.
That's
where you just go
possible.
In there and come out with a job magically.
That's not possible because, one, we need vehicles to go to our jobs or we'll be fired.
I'm telling you, but this is what they want by 2030. By 2030.
All right.
Look into it. The Green New Deal because we'll be talking more about this.
It's not going to happen, bro. It's not going to happen. It won't. And also, how would this actually help the environment? People are still going to dump trashes and litter. So how is this brand new deal going to help the environment when people are still going to dump trash all over the whole streets and all that? It's not going to help anything. It's actually going to make things worse.
Yeah,
they don't think, this is what their problem, right? They could think of a plan, but they can't think of the future. They don't have future planning, right?
They are a bunch of imbeciles, Christian. A bunch of imbeciles.
They need
so
to think before
going
they
on with the Green New Deal. I'm surprised that you hadn't. You're not aware of it.
No, I just found out right now on this show. But now I'm pissed off about it.
Yeah, look into it. Look into it.
I will.
Spread the word. There are other people that are unaware of this, and it's like, holy fuck, how could people be on? There's no way this can pass.
It's not. Because how are any of the Democrats going to travel to these meetings or press conferences or anything?
Nobody's going to travel anymore, and everybody's going to be at home with no air conditioning, and everybody's going to fucking stink, and it's just going to be fucking lovely. Because they're going to get everything they want. They're going to have all the power. That's all they want.
Nah.
They don't give a fuck about if anybody stinks or what. They just want the power, Christian. They want the power.
Oh, man.
So moving on. Moving on. You know what today is?
Today is Tuesday.
Yeah, today is Tuesday, but it's also the day that freaking Mickey Mantle, what did he do? Did he die this day?
Who the fuck is Mickey Mountain?
Mickey Mantle died this day. He's a legendary American baseball player.
Oh, yeah?
Died on this day. August 13th. Also, Les Paul, American guitarist and designer of the Gibson Les Paul guitar, died back in 2009 on this day. Notable births include Alfred Hitchcock, the English director and producer, and also Fidel Castro.
Yeah. Man, a lot of people died this day.
Oh, there's a lot more. There's a lot more even. But I'm not gonna run them all down. Fuck, they're dead already.
Oh my god.
Bonnie and Clyde came out this day. The film Bonnie and Clyde, in case you've not seen it. It's an old school movie. Like black and white.
Yeah, I know what Bonnie and Clyde is,
yeah. It's an all right movie. And also in 2008, American swimmer Michael Phelps won 3 gold medals, all in world record time. And that was at the Beijing Olympics back in 2008.
Did they win a medal with a broken neck?
He did not win a medal with a broken freaking neck. No, he did not. Good catch on that.
Yeah. That honor goes to Kurt Angle.
That's right. 6199240815. The Full Tilt Boogie Show with Christian from Philly and Chuck a Buck. Yeah, that's us, my friend. So, we've got, let's see here. I'll tell you what, man. Let's talk about the Mad as Hell.
Uh-huh.
Is there anything to get mad as hell about?
I'm not really mad today about anything. Like, I'm mad. I don't think so.
Let me see if I can get you mad.
Open it and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore.
I'll tell you what, man. I am mad as hell.
Why?
The thing is, last week we were talking about the El Paso shooting and the Dayton, Ohio shooting. Both guys that did the shooting in those two instances, and we also talked about the Garlic Festival in California, but the other two, Ohio and in Texas. Both of those guys that did the shooting on those were like strong, they had strong political views. the one guy in Dayton, Ohio, was a big time. He followed Antifa. In case you have not heard of Antifa, he was an Antifa follower, and he was a President Trump hater, and he was also a registered Democrat. He wanted socialism. He was crying out for socialism on his social media platforms, and he was a strong supporter of Elizabeth Warren. Well, the guy in Texas wrote a his, you know, what do they call it, manifesto, and he said that his feelings were that he wanted to kill people because there was too many people and it was bad for the environment, and it had nothing to do with Trump, but he said Trump was going to get the blame anyway because he was a Republican and this is that. And so anyway, the media is blaming, you know, obviously Trump, and because he's a racist, according to the, you know, the media. And so they're blaming Trump for that, but they're not blaming, you know, Elizabeth Warren for the other one. And so, but that's not what makes me mad as hell. That's just part of the news story that I'm talking about. I mean, I am mad as hell about it. I am mad as hell about it. But however, the there was a couple in El Paso that died at the hands of that crazy maniac that went into that Walmart.
Yeah, the coward.
And there was a couple in there that died while they were shielding their baby, a baby boy. And it was, their names are Andre and Jordan and Chondo. They were the parents of Paul. And Paul sustained broken fingers. That's it. Thank God. But his mother and his father, baby Paul's mother and father, died while they were shielding baby Paul. So he was left without parents and with broken fingers. But he has an uncle that's a supporter, or that wants to take him in, he says. And he is a Trump supporter. Okay, so
Don't tell me that because he's a Trump supporter, they won't give custody to the kid. Don't tell me this.
No. We're not there yet. However, because he's a Trump supporter, because he met with President Trump, okay, President Trump went over there, and he met with President Trump, he's getting death threats. He's fucking getting death threats. Like, what the fuck kind of... What the hell is going on? And I'm mad as hell about it.
This is fucking ridiculous now. This is fucking garbage at this point, all right?
Pussies are on fire.
Who gives a fuck if he's a Trump supporter at this point? The fucking poor man is trying to get custody of his fucking nephew, and you're fucking ruining it for him because he's a fucking Trump supporter? Get the fuck out of here. Get a fucking life. Already.
It's fucking ridiculous, man. It's fucking ridiculous, and it makes me mad as hell, dude, that fucking shit like this is going on. It is. It's fucking crazy, dude. Pussies are on fire. They've been bleeding profusely for quite some time, but now they're just straight up on fire.
First, care about the fucking kid. This is about the fucking kid. Care about the kid. Stop fucking talking about fucking Trump. The kid is the most important priority right now.
He's got his whole life ahead of him. Here he has an uncle that wants to take him in. He just had a baby himself.
Poor kid.
Had a baby himself.
Poor kid is traumatized. He lost his parents forever. He'll never fucking spend the rest of his life with his parents. He'll never grow up with his parents. And you fucking monsters want to fucking bash the poor man's uncle because he's a fucking Trump supporter. You're all fucking cowards. You all should get a fucking life. Leave it alone. Leave it alone.
I agree. And, you know, and by the way, we have to remind the lovely audience, you're no Trump supporter, are you?
I'm not a Trump supporter, but fuck me. I wouldn't send death threats of anything. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just completely crazy and out of hand.
I'm not a Trump supporter, but I wouldn't fucking do this. No.
Yeah, it's just
I don't like Trump. I don't like Trump, but I wouldn't do any of the heinous things they've been doing to him. I wouldn't do this shit.
That's too much already.
At this point, it's fucking criminal now.
Oh, it is. I mean,
it's fucking criminal.
It's despicable, man. No other president has gone through this type of shit. I mean, it's just completely despicable. It's despicable at this point.
No, it's horrible.
It's fucked
like,
up, man.
Like, I wasn't happy that he was elected president.
And you don't
I wasn't
hear
happy.
About this on the media.
No.
This is actual freaking news, Christian.
Yeah.
But you don't hear about it.
No.
You know?
Because
why?
They want to sugarcoat it.
Yep. 619-924-0815. Full Kill Boogie Show with Chuck Amuck and Christian from Philly. Mulling over some of the hottest topics of conversation that are going on today. And we're not sugarcoating it either. We're not sugarcoating it either, man.
No, it's fucked up. I was upset that he won as president, but you know what? I got over it. He was president. That's fine. But I wouldn't. This is fucking ridiculous now. They're sending him death threats. They're sending this poor guy, because he's a Trump supporter, death threats. It's fucked up. It's wrong. And it's been fucked up for fucking 4 years now. For 4 years, we had fucking protests, fucking violence, all because Trump won. And I'm not putting blame on Trump. It's those butthurt guys that are upset that he became president, all right? For 4 years now, we've gotten fucking death threats, racial discrimination slurs, fucking protests. Literally, streets were on fire after he won as president. It's been fucking ridiculous. These last 4 years have been fucking hell for everybody. For the innocents, for the Republicans, and even for the fucking Democrats. This has been 4 years of fucking hell.
Madness. Nothing but madness. 619-924-0815. Full Tilt Boogie Show with Chuck and Christian. And we'll be right back. After these words.
We're taking Texas to the country. We're taking Texas to the world. We're having fun and making money. Just like a Willie and Merle.
People everywhere are signing up to join
WrestleCorp. WrestleCorp.com.
Enlist yourself in the best wrestling news, wrestling opinion, and of course, the best wrestling commentators in the history of mankind. Grab your gear and join
WrestleCorp.
Sit yourself down in the gorilla position and come join the fight to make wrestling a worldwide phenomenon. Join
WrestleCorp. WrestleCorp.com.
From bell to bell, are you ready?
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Welcome back to the World Generation Podcast Network, the Full Tilt Boogie Show, with Internet Radio's own Chuck Amuck and the resident watchdog, Christian from Philly. And that was music there by Billy Cool and the Wits. Check them out on YouTube, God is a Gun. Yeah, so we're talking about Mad as Hell, and we were mad as hell in that last segment, but we've got some weird news now, a little something different. weird news, Christian. There's this is a little bit refreshing. Somebody is going around in Henrico County, Virginia. Christian, and they are this guy is going around. He wears a TV on his head, you know, one of those old TVs in a little box, one of the little box TVs. All right, he wears one of those on his head, and he gets to people's porches at night, and he fucking lifts a TV and leaves a TV there on people's porches. But they're all these old school televisions, those box TVs and shit. So at least 60 people now have been subjected to these bizarre antics, which witnesses say are being done by this guy in a, and I've seen it too. They've got him on camera. He's wearing a freaking jumpsuit, and he's got a TV for a head. So they're saying it's the weirdest thing. He squats down, puts the TV there, and walks off. It's really weird, is what Adrian Garner told the Richmond station there, the local Richmond station, WWBT. My first reaction was, did we order this? So, leaving TVs on the porch, Christian. What do you make of this?
Well, first, it's creepy. Let's just say that right off the bat. It's fucking creepy.
Yeah.
And two, Virginia. I would not bring the TV inside the house because I would call the cops first. Because there could be bombs inside those televisions.
Yes, we're living in a sick society now, man. Everybody knows how to make a bomb now. It's all over, you know, you can find videos for it. So, you're absolutely right. No crimes have been committed yet, but police are urging anyone who spots suspicious activity to call Henrico County Police at 804-501-5000.
Look. If a TV is on your porch, I would advise people to call the cops first because it could be a weapon in disguise, first of all.
Could be.
But it's not safe. So call the cops first. Ask them to take it and ask the bomb squad to defuse the bomb in case there is a bomb in the television. Because this guy is dressing him as a television guy. TV man. I'm just going to call him now. TV man. TV man. Has been putting televisions inside people's porches for no reason. And it could be dangerous.
It could be. You never know. You never know. He could be setting it up for something like that. You're absolutely right. This, however, is not the first time that this has happened in Henrico. Henrico, Virginia, by the way. Henrico County, Virginia. Last August, more than 20 televisions were left on the porches of Henrico homes, but it is unknown whether it is connected to the current perpetrator. So
it could be a tradition. It could be a weird tradition now, where every August people dresses up as TV people and leave TVs on people's porches. But I'm still going to say it's very dangerous. Call the cops first. Don't pick up the television. Leave it at the front porch. Leave it there. Do not touch it. Do not go near it. Call the police.
Yeah. Yeah, I had not thought of how dangerous it could be until you brought up there, Christian, but you're absolutely right. It could be dangerous. You never know what the fuck's in that thing. But
it could be animals. It could be even animals inside the television. Wild animals.
Could it also be a TV repairman that just has a bunch of televisions in the back of his freaking shop? Televisions that people didn't pick up? Because, you know, they're all those squared old school televisions and shit. TV repairman's got a bunch of fucking TVs.
Yeah, but why would he come in the middle?
Why would they come in the middle of the night? That's not appropriate. That's creepy.
Yeah, but that is creepy, though.
No, that's not normal behavior. That's not normal behavior.
It's right up there as creepy as the clowns were.
Yeah. They would have called you ahead of time.
Crazy.
They would have called. Nah, don't go near the televisions. Call the cops first. Lock your doors.
Lock the doors and fucking, yeah, call the cops. Cops did show up, and I saw a video of the cops. They had several of the televisions in the back of a big box truck. I guess they were going to go check them out. Investigate them further.
If they find something inside those TVs, then I'm right, and they could be bombs.
Yeah. So, we had Jeffrey Epstein on the menu today, Green New Deal, The Hunt, Daily News with Bruce Jenner, Shithole of the Week. We carried it over with Baltimore. Remain the shithole of the week. Today in history, we had the birthdays that were... everything was inconsequential today in history. It didn't really make a shit. Mad as hell, the Anchondo family. My condolences. Yeah. Our condolences to them. And I hope they end up with that baby. I hope they end up with custody of that baby. And then the weird news with the televisions. It's madness, Christian. It is a bunch of fucking madness out there.
TV, man, yeah?
Yeah, it's fucking madness, bro. It's madness. So that is the... we've come to an end of the Full Tilt Boogie Show. Christian, what do you have for us this week on... Christian Family Values?
On Christian Family Values, we are doing a review show of SummerSlam, Summer Scam 2019. And for Radio Renegades, we have a lot of segments like what if scenarios, what the fuck moments, and missed booking opportunities. So stay tuned for that. And we will see also who won the prediction game for SummerSlam.
There you go. There you go. So, yeah. For Christian from Philly, be sure to check out his show this Thursday, Christian's Family Values, and also Saturday, Radio Renegades. And I will be with you again this Saturday, Christian. Had a great time last week. I think this Saturday I'm going to open up some beers, man, and make it complete, make it right.
Yeah.
Make it right. Make it real good, you know. Get down and dirty.
Yeah.
And blah, blah. But I am Chuck Amok. And for Christian from Philly, I'm reminding you to keep it real, keep it heel, and as always, keep it sexy, motherfuckers. This has been the Full Tilt Boogie Show. Check us out next week, same time, same station, same bat channel, all that good shit. We'll see you then. Peace.
A presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.